This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, 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 well. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36 plus years, none other than in the person of,
amen, Lady Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Ministry, which can be heard right here on you, this station. Again, wherever we can be heard, we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Trying to get my camera straight here. There we go. Amen. We just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Again, you might be traveling up and down the highways. You might be behind prison bars. Amen. You might be in a convalescent home. In any event, we bid you Godspeed, and we want to let you know that the power of Jesus Christ is just as accessible to you as it was 2,000 plus years ago. Amen. And as the Word of God says, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. And I often tell people that all the time. Amen. I know if people say, Bishop Townsend, through your prayers, God has done this, and through your prayers, God has done that. And, you know, God, through your fasting and praying, God has done this. Truth of the matter is, brothers and sisters, I read nowhere in the scriptures where Jesus said, I done this. As a matter of fact, he said, your faith has made you whole. And I forever stand on that premise, that when we touch and agree with you, it is the faith that Christ has given to every man. He's given us all a measure of faith. And when we touch and agree on that level of faith, God does the miraculous. And they're really not miraculous. As a matter of fact, God does the expected. Ain't no such thing as unexpected with God. Amen. Everything that we live, as we live in expectation, then God does it. As a matter of fact, the five foolish virgins lived in unexpectancy, and look what happened. On that note, we're going to ask my beautiful wife, Lady Townsend, to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name. God bless you to all my brothers and sisters out there in Facebook land. God bless each and every one of you. Lady Townsend.
Amen. Coming out of the book of St. Matthew 6 and 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto day is the evil thereof. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, for being a constant help for us every day in need. Lord, we're just grateful. We're so thankful
to
be here on earth. Lord, you've been so good to us.
Oh, yes.
And you are so good to us.
Yes,
and we just
want
to thank you,
knowing
that we can't do anything without you, knowing we can't even take the breath that we're breathing without you, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
The next second, we cannot take it without you.
Yes.
And we just thank you. And when we know that it's you, Lord God, we just have a gratitude and a praise down on the inside at all times, because we know that you're the one that's doing it. God, we want to give you praise and thanks in this day.
Yes,
praying
Lord.
Praying for those that don't know you.
Hallelujah.
Praying for those that need to know you, but don't know you yet. But we are lifting them up, God, that you would just help them to make the right decision. One thing about you, you don't make us do anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank you today for being that type of God. Hallelujah. But we just pray, God, that you would touch the hearts of them, that would give them a mind to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Those that are naming the name of Christ, God, still in their sins, hiding behind you, Lord God. But you see all things, and you know all things.
Yes.
So they're hiding. It's It's them hiding, you know, they're just fooling themselves.
Hallelujah.
But I thank you today for those that have made up their mind. For God I live and for God I'll die. Hallelujah, glory to God. Those that are confessing you today, we're praying, God, that you would just draw them even closer and closer in this end time. And we give your name the praise and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To all of my brothers and sisters out there, listen. Let me share this with you. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today. Maybe, amen, you know, you just have had what's called a religious experience. But people of God, listen, I'm here to tell you that God is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Jesus Christ is real. Amen. He's not a figment of anybody's imagination. Amen. The same Jesus Christ that walked this earth over 2,000 plus years ago is very much real. And I've got news for you. Amen. Not only is he seated at the right hand of the Father, but he is also living on the inside of us. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, whom Jesus sent back into this world, amen, as a portion of himself to give us all of what we need on how to function on the spiritual level in which that God wants us to do. Unfortunately, yes, there are many people that are just still up under the auspices and jurisdiction of religion. And I've got news for you. Religion ain't going to cut it. Amen.
Come on, baby.
We've got to have that relationship with the Lord. And that relationship will be contingent upon your experience. You can't go on what granddaddy said or what grandma said or what mama said or what even what pastor said. You've got to enter into that threshold for yourself. But Jesus said, if any man come any other way, other than by him, he tries to come in as a thief and a robber. But he did emphatically declare these words, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father, but by who? By me. That means, brothers and sisters, that if we're not willing to go by Jesus, got to get my camera right, y'all. I keep messing up my camera. Amen. I'm trying to get it right. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Okay, so that just means that in spite of what we heard, we have got to come to that reality that Jesus Christ is real. And he's real, amen, through repentance. I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are walking half-cocked in the things of God, and they think, well, you know, I gave the preacher my hand, and, you know, I came by letter of Christian experience and candidate for baptism and all of that stuff like that. Truth of the matter is, we got to repent. And that word repent means that, you know what, we've got to, and the Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance, not just repeat after me. Well, you know, you want to get to know Jesus, well, just repeat these words after me. No, as I often tell people like this, if you were standing before a judge and you were standing there before the judge for a horrific crime that you've committed, and that judge were to ask you a question that says, before we render sentencing, would you like to say anything? And I'm here to tell you that if you are genuinely remorseful and you stand before that judge and you said, Your Honor, I would just like to say this on behalf of myself and the people who I've injured and the people who I've just inconvenienced. What I did was wrong. I deserve the sentence that you're about to pass down on me. And I realize now that after I've sat here for a while that I was stupid, I was ignorant, I'd done something that I didn't have to do, but I just let the better half of my inability to render proper judgment take me over. And if I could, Your Honor, I would take back everything that I've done. Your Honor, I would go a different direction. And that person who I've hurt, I would much rather hurt myself. Upon hearing that, not saying that the judge is going to dismiss your sentence, but he will take it under accountability and render you a lighter sentence. You think not that now Jesus is much more than this unjust judge. And if we render that same type of repentance before the almighty creator of heaven and earth, know ye not that he already took your sentence? Know ye not that when he died on that cross for what everything that you have done right now, all he wants you to do is do just like I said and come to him. Because I ain't got no sinner's prayer for you to repeat behind me. As a matter of fact, that's even unscriptural. When Paul got ready to help the jailers and them that got ready to kill themselves, the jailer said, what must I do to be saved? Paul didn't say, repeat the sinner's prayer after me. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou and thy household shall be saved. And then apparently, after preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, he took them and water baptized them, having the name of Jesus Christ called over them. Lady Townsend, that's what it's all about, preparing people back for the truth of a righteous relationship with Jesus, because we have so many denominational structurizations that have splintered off from the true word of God until many folks are confused. And we're living this gospel now. Every man for himself and God for us all. And God's not going to go that way. You see, when it comes to Jesus Christ, it's one gospel fits all. It's one baptism that fits all. It's not many baptism. It's not, you know, have it my way. That Burger King mentality. Baptize you the way I want to baptize you in, and bring you in the church the way I want to bring you in. As a matter of fact, the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added to the church after they heard the gospel. They weren't added to Peter's church or James' church or John's church. They were added to the body of Christ. 3,000 souls heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. They repented, and they were water baptized, having that name of Jesus Christ called over them, and were added to the church. So you see, beloved, that's the only original way, unless you're a test tube baby. Test tube baby says, just repeat after me. I know that hurts, but it's the truth. Lady Towns, anything else you got to share? We're going to get ready to take a break. Anything?
Amen. You got to be transformed, and amen. And the only way you be transformed is to truly give your life and heart over to Jesus.
Yes.
And you know, God will do the rest.
That's right.
You know, dude, he said that you call him the name of the Lord, you will be saved.
That's it.
Amen. And you don't stop right there. Amen.
That's
going to be a cleansing period. And God is able to do that. You totally have to believe and depend on him. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I agree with you 100%. When that Ethiopian eunuch heard the word that came from Philip, and that's one of the things I tell people all the time, that even when it comes to baptism, we must be prepared to baptize a person right then and there. You know, I know it has become traditional. A lot of times they say, well, we wait until the 1st of April and we wait till we get enough names on the roll before we baptize people. But beloved saints of God, beloved shepherds of God, beloved yokes fellowmen of God, we must be prepared, just like when the Ethiopian eunuch came up to Philip and Philip preached the gospel. He was reading from the book of Isaiah, but the Bible said he preached Jesus unto him. And as he preached Jesus, the eunuch was so in awe about this gospel of Jesus Christ, because he was still stuck in the Old Testament, if you will. And then Philip begins to upgrade or update his mind to understand exactly what Isaiah was talking about. And he didn't care how nasty the water was. He said, here is water. For him to say that, Philip had to tell him something about water baptism. For him to be able to come to that level of understanding, he said, well, then here is water. What does hinder me? And the only thing he said, if thou can believe. And he took him and baptized him in that water, having the name of Jesus Christ called over him in water baptism. You see, beloved, it's not a denomination. It is an ordination that God has mandated for all in the body of Christ. Amen. So on that note, we're going to get ready to take a break. But before we do, amen, we have our community segment that I'd like to share with God's people. Amen. And from time to time, we'd like to let you know what's happening in the communities that's happening around you. So right now, I've got Pastor Danny Purnell, who is on the line, and he wants to share some vitally important information about a revival that they have coming up in the near future. Pastor Purnell, are you there?
Yes, sir, Bishop.
God bless you, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord. Well, listen, we understand that you guys have got a revival or something to that magnitude that's going to be taking place in the month of July. So if you so kindly will, go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of tell our listening audience when your revival is taking place and who's going to be a part of the revival.
Yes, sir. We are from the Bright Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church in the city of Pineville, Louisiana, 521 Baptist Street, Pineville 71360. I do thank God for this opportunity given by Bishop Townsend and Lady Townsend.
Yes.
To invite you all to our 2022 revival. The dates for that revival are July the 13th through the 15th at 6:30 p.m. nightly. We will have on the first night none other than the man himself, Pastor Emeritus William Dearborn of the St. John Missionary Baptist Church in the city of LeCount, Louisiana. Pastor Dearborn will be bringing the word on that night, but on the second night, July the 14th, it will be none other than Pastor Cedric Brown of the Second Edgefield Baptist Church in the city of Cheneyville, Louisiana. We're looking forward to hearing a powerful word from Pastor Brown of the second night of our revival. But lastly, our revivalist that will close our revival will be none other than that of Pastor Joseph Franklin of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. This revival will be one that is welcome to all denominations, all faiths, all people. We're looking for the power of God to be manifested in a way that will bring change to our communities, that will bring change to our nation, and that will bring change to our world. The theme for this revival is revive us again. We believe that what we're seeing in our world is need for revival. When in a day and an hour where churches are splitting, where people are walking away from God, where people are being confused and tossed by every wind and doctrine, we need a revival that will cause the people to come back to God, that will cause the people to see the hand of God moving in their midst. And again, we are Bright Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church in the city of Pineville. We look forward to seeing you all. Again, our guest speakers, night number one, is Pastor Emeritus William Dearborn of St. John Missionary Baptist Church. Night two, Pastor Cedric Brown of Second Edgefield Baptist Church in Cheneyville. And it's going to close with my good friend and my brother, a man who has a word for this day and hour, Pastor Joseph Franklin of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes.
Again, it will start at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Bring your mama, bring your daddy, and we even got a place for your dog if you ain't got nobody to watch them.
Lord, have mercy.
Come and be revived and receive an impartation from God. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Bishop Townsend. And
God
Lady
bless
Townsend,
you. Listen, before you go, give them that address. And what contact number can they reach in case they, you know, because somebody may hear you right now and they may not live within the Pineville area and they'll probably need directions on how to get to you. So what is that address and what contact number can you give them?
That address is 521 Baptist Street,
okay.
Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. And the phone number to contact us is 318-880-3968. That number is 24 hours.
Amen.
You can reach me directly at that number. Again, it's 318-880-3968.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Pernell. God bless you. Give love to the First Lady and to the rest of the congregation. And as I said before, we will be getting together in the future in Jesus' name.
Blessings, more grace. Thank you.
All right, my brother. All right, y'all, listen, I got some announcements that I'd like to share with you all. Don't touch that dial. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
The New Scott Olley Baptist Church in Alexandria, pastored by Bishop Lionel Smith, presents Terry Woodson and the Heirs of Harmony of Chesapeake, Virginia.
Every step I take brings me one
step closer. Jim Woodson live in concert in Alexandria.
Tim Woodson at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church, July 24th at 4 p.m.
Hold on.
Also get to see world-renowned Paul Porter of Detroit, Michigan.
The incomparable Paul Porter live.
Admission is only $10. The New Scott Olley Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria. Need more information? Bay County, 318-623-4084. Linda Singleton, 318-613-4499. Cheryl White, 318-290-0535. The New Scott Olley Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting, or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
TNR Entertainment, along with the New Bethel Community Baptist Church, presents the pre-4th of July Gospel Explosion, featuring Ruby and the girls of Eufaula, Alabama. Sunday, July 3rd at 3 o'clock p.m. with your hostess, Clayton of Colfax, Louisiana. Also featuring TJ and Trinity and the New Bethel Crusaders of Alexandria, New Beginning Praise Team and Gloria Cady of Pineville and Anointed Ministries of Bunky, Louisiana. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door, VIP are $25. For advanced tickets, Tyrone Roy at 318-729-5076, Ruby Crawford at 318-264-4272, Lorenzo Davis Sr. at 318-492-1001, and Fluker at 318-625-8592, and Karen Layden at 318-233-6029. For VIP tickets, Angel Jefferson at 318-290-4707. It's going to be a toe-tapping, hand-clapping good time in the Lord with the pre-4th of July Gospel Explosion happening Sunday, July 3rd at 3 o'clock p.m., taking place at the New Bethel Community Baptist Church, located 1807 Community Lane in Alexandria, where the Reverend Clarence Dupar Jr. is the host pastor. This event is sponsored by Never Fold Bail Bond of Colfax, Louisiana. TNR Entertainment, along with the New Bethel Community Baptist Church, are proud sponsors of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Author John Hoffman has a new book, The House Built on the Hill Can't Be Hid, the movie. It's a fictionalized characterization of struggles you may have gone through. It chronicles the life of Roger and Kate and their ultimate redemption through their faith. You will laugh, you will cry, and you'll jump for joy as each page keeps you riveted. The House Built on the Hill Can't Be Hid, the movie by author John Hoffman, is available now at Amazon.com. Author John Hoffman is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
And we're back. This is KAYT-KQJO. You're tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this channel with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, and my beautiful wife,
of 36 years, none other than in the person of?
Amen. Lady Mildred Townsend.
And again, we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Listen, want to share with you out there, to all of my brothers and sisters out there, listen, those of you that will be partaking in 4th of July festivities, please, by all means, make sure that the children are supervised, okay? It happens year after year. A lot of children are dismembered. They're disfigured because they're getting hold to things that are much more powerful than firecrackers, okay? And a lot of children that are unsupervised are pointing these rockets and things of that nature at other children innocently, these little skyrockets. Those things, once those things take off and they're pointing towards somebody's eye, they can permanently blind somebody. So I'm asking you, with all diligence, please make sure that there's somebody at least 18 years of age or older there to supervise the children that will be partaking in the fireworks, okay? Nothing about 4th of July, just period. Anytime you got children dealing with fireworks, that is serious. And there are some illegal things out here that are what they, I mean, back in my days, there are some in Chicago, they were called Dago bombs. And they've even got half sticks of dynamite out there. And those things have been known to blow children's hands completely off or disfigure their faces and these things like that. So parents, please, I don't know if it's outlawed in Alexandria or Pineville, but in any event, even if you're out there in the country, please make sure that those children are properly taught. You understand the dangers of what these fireworks can do. Parents, listen, don't put that in the hands of your kids and you're in the house and they out there popping firecrackers or even, you know, playing with sparkles because something can get set on fire. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Lady Townsend, what you want to share in there?
Amen. And as you were saying, Bishop, you know, children don't care. That's as long as, you know, they want to have fun. And
that's
the
right.
Devil is always lurking around. You know, he'll use the innocence of children.
That's right.
To bring something that seems so innocent and simple, but he'll turn around and make something else of it. So we got to be really prayerful and have to forewarn our children, and that's what it's all about.
Yep, we want to make sure that, you know, this the festivities are always safe. Amen. The festivities are always safe because you can't take anything for granted. But again, we thank and praise God for you, my brothers and sisters behind prison bars. Listen, God bless you. I've got to remind you that Jesus has not forgotten about you. Don't you forget about him. Continue to lift up the bloodstained banner. Continue to uphold the name of Jesus. And most of all, continue to let your light shine even in the midst of darkness. Become that salt. Amen. You know, people like to use this phrase. They say, well, you know, you can take a horse to the water, but you sure can't make him drink. You know what my answer is to that? Yes, you can, if you get him thirsty. You get that horse thirsty, he's going to want to drink. Why do you think Jesus called us the salt of the earth? We're supposed to be salty enough to make people thirsty for that living water on the inside of us. Why do you think Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, if you drink from these waters, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink from the waters that I have to give you, it will be a spring forever filling up on the inside. In other words, it don't run out. It doesn't run out. Think about that. Because the enemy is using too much tactics to make us feel like we're being worn out. But think about that. A well that's forever springing up, that is not drying up. You know what that means? Forever being refreshed. Forever being fortified and strengthened. Okay, and yet the enemy is telling you, yeah, just feel like, you know what, walking this Christian journey is so hard. And by your words, Lady Townsend, we're going to go there today because too many people are living defeated lives because of their work. See, one of the things that God taught me through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is this. Since the beginning of time, since you came into this life, why do you think God confused the people's language at the Tower of Babel? Because there was somebody implementing negativity as opposed to what God said. And when God told Nimrod to spread out, replenish the earth, and to resubdue it after the flood, He said, no, no, no. You know what? As a matter of fact, God didn't forsaken us. That's the reason why if you don't know the word for yourself, there will always be something or someone to deter you from standing on the pure, unadulterated word of God. And one thing about it, God is not a respecter of person. He'll work the same through you is the same way he works through me. It's not contingent upon titles. It's not contingent upon offices. It's not contingent upon any of those things. God showed us that when he chose little Samuel as a little kid. But when God told Nimrod to spread out, and they said, you know what? Think about this for a moment. Whether you do right or do wrong, you can do or be anything that you want. That's a gift that God gave you. You can be the worst criminal in the world, or you can be the most obedient person in the world. God gave you that choice. You're not a robot. You have that choice. When God told Nimrod and the rest of the crew to spread out, the first thing that Nimrod said was, let us make a name for ourselves. The influence of language is what is stalemating the mentality of a lot of God's people. The influence of language is causing us to be put up under some form of curses, if you will. Because, first of all, what is a curse? Nothing but a vibrational thought that is manifested through the vocal cords. Did I say it too fast? A blessing is nothing but a vibrational thought that is manifested through the vocal cords. And so, therefore, no wonder the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Lady Townsend, I'm going to need you to help me out here. I'm going to need you to help me out because we're going to go back to the book of Matthew that you were reading from. And I need you to go to chapter number 12. And I'm going to need you to start reading from verse number 34 down to 37. Let me know when you got that.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Because, brothers and sisters, when God told them to spread out, Nimrod said, no, we're going to build a tower that reaches up into heaven. Now, you need to understand this. Whether you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost or not, God has given you the ability to take that vocal cord and to speak whatever is on your mind. Even the so-called positive gurus of today that are exercising positive thought forms will equally tell you, and it has infiltrated and made its way into the church. A lot of the people are no longer preachers. They've become life coaches now. Because life coaching affords them the opportunity to not so much as minister holiness and righteousness, but to just tell people how to prosper in this world. But I'm going to stay being a preacher. The Bible tells me that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Moses, okay? So as a preacher of righteousness, we always want to stay affixed to what God said. God told Nimrod, listen, y'all spread out. He said, nope, we're going to stay. God didn't come down and reprimand him, but he sat back and watched the disobedience, as he's doing right now. He's watching the disobedience that's taking place on a day-to-day basis, and he's watching how mankind has developed this Burger King mentality, every man for himself and God for us all. You got it, Lady Townsend?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on just a second. Hold on. I'm going to let you get that. So now what does God do? God looks and sees what Nimrod is doing, and he says, come, let us go down and see, for the people's minds are one. And this is what God said. Anything. That's right, beloved. You ain't got to be saved to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be saved to own a fine car. You don't have to be saved, amen, to be able to fly to Paris and to do all of these things. Anything that man has imagined to do, they will do, because the people's minds are one. No wonder the psalmist David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For when those things happen and it comes to the things of God and we believe what the word of God says, we know it's already done. I'm perfect. That's right. But when it vibrates through your vocal cords, you are not perfect. That is what you are speaking more of into your life. But now just think about if we say I'm perfect. Just like the false prophets got you saying you are millionaires, you are billionaire, but they won't say I'm perfect. How in the world are you going to be a imperfect billionaire? Because we have those. But why don't they say I'm going to be a perfect billionaire? They leave that part out. Well, I ain't perfect. I still make mistakes. Well, now, wait a minute. If you got enough prophecy in you to tell somebody they're going to have millions and billions, shouldn't you have enough prophetic utterance in yourself to say, I live a perfect life before Jesus Christ, untainted, unspotted, and always redeemable at the fall and getting better every day? Why don't we say that? If Jesus said the people's minds are one and anything that they profess to do, they will do it, that goes to show you, beloved, we've been using our words wrong. Come on, help me out, Lady Townsend. What did it say?
Number 36.
Mm-mm. What is started 12:34? What does that say?
Oh, 34. O generations of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Hold it right there.
A good man, okay.
For out of the abundance of the heart. So every time you say, I'm not perfect, you're saying, I don't want to be perfect. Every time you confess the mistakes, you're saying, I'm going to keep on making mistakes. You forget about what Jude said, now unto him that is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless before the coming of his glory. If I'm focusing more on my falling, and you know what? The enemy takes scripture to keep you bound. A just man falls seven times. Oh, that's to justify me in my wrongdoing now. But the vibration behind the words that I'm using are stalemating me, and they're keeping me living in what's called a self-defeating prophecy. That's what's happening. If I'm focusing on not being perfect, guess what's happening? I'm not going to be perfect. But the false prophet of today can have you focusing on having cars and money, but not being perfect. Which one is God more pleased with? Is he more pleased with me having a house? Or is he more pleased with me being obedient? Is he more pleased with me having a fine cars and homes? Or is he more, I think you read the scripture, when the saints are not obeying you as a pastor, a leader, and you'll begin to reprimand them in this manner by saying, obedience is better than the sacrifice of trying to become a multimillionaire. Obeying God is more important than trying to get more structurization and substance. Okay, Lady Townsend, I think they've got the message now. So what does the word of God say?
35, a good man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
Every time you say, I can't, you're being evil. Every time you say that, you know what? It's hard living safe. You're thinking evil-minded. Because the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Now, if you're not a transgressor, then why is it hard? Where did Jesus ever confess that it was hard? What he did say is that you will be hated for my name's sake. Because if you walk in my footprints, and if you do as I instructed you to do, you will find out this is not about living a conglomerate lifestyle. This is not about living the lifestyles of the rich and the famous. You're going to be hated because you know why? The very things that I'm talking about now is what the scribes and the Pharisees of his time was trying to implement into the mind frame of the people. Out of the treasures of your heart. So as long as you say, I'm not perfect, that's giving you, in your mind, a license to continue in imperfection instead of perfection. Go ahead, Lady Townsend. What else?
And number 36 says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak,
uh-huh,
which is given account thereof,
uh-huh,
in the day of judgment.
Every idle word that,
yes,
men shall speak. They're giving an account for. So though you sent an offering to the prophet, And yet, your mind, I'm trying to help y'all understand something, because you see, as long as the lying prophet, see, we're in the seventh month now, and a bunch of lies of the seventh month getting ready to flow. A bunch of these lies are getting ready to go forth that, listen, there's a blessing attached to the seventh month. And those of you that will sow that sacrificial seed of $7 and $77, God is going to beat you. He's going to bless you. Seven connotates the time of jubilee. And how long y'all going to be halted between opinions? I ain't got to wait for the seventh month for God to bless. Y'all are so gullible until the enemy just keeps on making a complete idiot out of God's people over and over and over again. Why do I got to wait for the seventh month? Listen, I don't have to wait for the seventh month. Listen, every month that you live today is a day of jubilee. Somebody need to get this on today. You need to understand that today is a jubilee. When God came in and put his spirit on the inside, Lord have mercy. Jubilee started right then when God put his spirit. Are you hearing me? God put his spirit down on the inside, and that's when jubilee started. So I don't have to wait until the month of July to be blessed. I can be blessed in the month of January, which I have been. January, I have been. February, I have been. March, I have been. April, I don't have to wait until no specific time. How long y'all gonna keep falling for the okey-doke? How long y'all gonna be halted between two opinions? There ain't no blessing attached to this month, no more than it is to December, January, February, or March. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Number 37 says, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
By your words. I'm not perfect. You ain't going to get there. I still make mistakes. You're going to keep on making mistakes. Now watch this. If I'm perfect in Christ and everything that Christ did on the cross for me, then why am I confessing imperfection? Because Christ is perfection. Is he not? Is he not? Huh? But you can speak perfection when it comes to money. Oh, I'm going to be rich. We're going to be millionaires. We're going to live debt-free. And this, that, and that. But then at the same breath, talk about, I ain't perfect. Well, you think God going to entrust something perfect to somebody? But he came to bring perfection in our life. Then why don't you profess perfection? I am perfect. I am faultless before the coming of his glory. And when you begin to confess that, by your words you are justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Why did you take the one talent that God gave you and took it and sat on it and hid it? Because I know what kind of man you were, and I know that you like to reap where you haven't sown at. And so I took what you gave me, and that didn't let it manifest as you expected me to. See, he. That's what happened when you live in unexpectancy, because, listen, then trouble come when you don't live in expectancy. He didn't expect his Lord to come back and take from him what was given to him. He thought that he could ride on that excuse. Well, you know, I ain't perfect, but I took it and I buried it. He said, why didn't you do like the other ones and took what I gave them? And they manifested. All God is telling you, if I gave you the Holy Spirit, manifest that in a way of perfection. Because if Jesus is perfect, why did he put the Spirit on the inside of us? For perfection. Does not Matthew chapter 5 go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Yes, and Lord.
You say something? Go ahead.
No, agreeing what you said.
There's a scripture in the Bible that says, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now we know our heavenly Father is not caught up in sinful lifestyle. Now watch this. Why can't I confess that? Why can I not, in belief, because the Bible says all things are possible to them that what?
Believe.
But Satan got us putting more belief in tangibility than the spiritual essence of perfection through the Spirit. Beloved, you don't have to fall.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will take scriptures for And the enemy will pervert scriptures to keep you bound. The enemy will take scriptures as he tried to do Jesus in the wilderness and to keep you bound. Is it not written that he will give his angels charge? Or he tried to take the word. See, y'all need to understand this. The enemy knows how to take the word, twist it and pervert it, and to keep you bound in such a way to where you're always striving and never arriving. I've been hearing this same polluted garbage up and down social media hearing ever since I got on Facebook. And I know if I'm disgusted with it, God is disgusted with that. Ain't nothing attached to no 7 months. As a matter of fact, the Bible said this is the day. I ain't got to wait for Christmas to give Jesus the glory and the honor. Think about that. I don't have to wait until Thanksgiving to give God all the glory. Every day is a day. I think you need to get this. Every day is a day of jubilee. Because when Jesus rose from that grave, I heard the bird say amen to that too. Praise God. I just heard the bird say amen, amen, amen.
Amen. If you don't praise them, somebody else will. Amen.
Just, I heard the bird say amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Be to God. So the thing about it is, if God gave me today, I don't have to wait for no 7 months. Listen, my jubilee happens every day. You need to get that, people. Jubilee is every day. Every day that God causes you to open your eyes is a day of jubilee. No, you ain't got to send me no $7. No, you ain't got to send me no $77. No, you don't have to send me no $700. No, you don't have to send me no $7,000 for God to bless you. Now, if God lay on your heart to do it, that's you. But I'm telling you, ain't no blessing attached to it, because God loves a cheerful giver. And number two, if I got to tell you to do it, that means there's a hidden agenda behind it. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Look how you're getting quiet on me. There's a hidden agenda behind it. Because listen, the way that I start off hustling, I got to keep on hustling. And if I've been hustling since 2005, I can't stop the hustle now. It's like a drug sales. It's like a drug dealer now. I got to keep on selling drugs. And one thing about a drug dealer, he ain't content with just selling nickel bags. He wants to grow. He starts off selling nickel bags, and then he begins to elevate up to dime bag. And so is it in hustling ministry. I'm hustling right now for $5 and $10 here and there. But now the greed factor sets in. And since the greed factor sets in, now I got to hustle for a little bit more. I've got to come up with more gimmicks and hypes and schemes to emotionalize you. Because now watch this, and I will not deviate from saying this. If I'm telling you that God is going to bless you to be millionaires and trillionaires, how come I ain't got there yet? Oh, that's right. I ain't perfect. Yeah. But I'm expecting you to be perfect and send me your money. I'm expecting you to send me your money by telling you that that's the reason why you ain't blessed, because you ain't obeying God. So I surely can't be obeying God, because I ain't got the $1 million yet. Amen. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Look how when the truth come, you want to get lockjaw like you done stepped on a rusty nail. But I'm here to tell you, God is tired of you by your words. Look, you don't need to send me $77 for God to bless you. All you need to do is go out there and take your $77 and then bless somebody less fortunate than yourself and watch how God. They ain't going to tell you that, though. They going to tell you that the homeless person, he ain't got no ministry. But see, we got a ministry here. And so it takes money to run ministry. Wait just a second. By your words, you're justified. By your words, you're condemned. As a matter of fact, the last time I checked when it came to ministry, Jesus told his disciples this word. He said, when you go, take no script. You ain't got to go on. You ain't got to go on Google and Google you up a pre-written sermon. You ain't got to do that. Take no script. As a matter of fact, don't even take no money. But Lord, it takes money to run ministry. Don't worry about it. Whatever you need, I'm going to supply that. We done got away from that. We done got away from God supplying it, and we didn't put the responsibility on the people. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. Look how you getting quiet on me. You put the responsibility on the people, but let me tell you something. The burden of proof does not fall upon the people at moments of inspiration. They fall upon God. And if God touches the people's heart, that's what it's all about. Because they know it's a blessing to be a blessing. I hold God accountable for the bills that's getting paid. I hold God accountable because he said, whatsoever is right when you go into that vineyard, I will pay. I have preached sermons, glory to God, and didn't get a dime. I have done funerals, glory to God, and didn't get a dime. I have married folks. I have counseled folks and didn't get a dime. But God said, when you do it, my son, whatever's right, I'll pay you. That's what my Lord said. I don't know what your God said, but mine said, have traveled miles and miles and miles to be a spiritual blessing to people and didn't get a dime. But God said, whatever's right, I will pay. And listen, he's not a man that he should lie. He told me these words. I'm going to tell you what he told me. This is what God spoke to me. He said, the next 50 years of your life will prove to be far more profitable than the first 50. And I'm not lying. He's making them more profitable. Not only in substance, but in health and wealth and everything. God is doing that because he said he would do it. And I don't hold the people responsible. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. I don't hold the people responsible. I teach the people how to love, and through love, listen here, I didn't have to ask my wife to give me a baby. Love brought forth the baby. You need to hear me. Not only one, brought forth four. Four babies. That's what love does. Love does what it's supposed to do. And when people are taught how to love, it's going to bring forth the things. Lady Towns, I done talked and ain't even opened up the phone line. Lord, have mercy. You still with me?
Yes, I'm here, and God will do that, Bishop. Once we walk in obedience and accordance to God's will, amen, that's what's going to happen, amen, and that's what we should long for. Like you said, we can always have the ability to say, you know, God's going to bless me with this, and he's going to bless me with that.
Yes.
But we all have the ability to say that I'm going to walk upright before the Lord.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes.
So obedience is what God loves from us.
Yes.
We ought to be more concerned about what he wants from us than what we want for ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. It's better to be obedient than sacrifice. So we must walk in obedience of God. Amen. And a child of God, a true child of God, wants to long to a walk in the ability.
He
know,
already left the footprints.
Stuff.
All we got to do is walk in his footprints.
Walk therein. Walk therein.
That's all we got to do. He said, why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I've asked you to do? And here's the part about it that nobody really likes to talk about. But this is the part, Lady Townsend, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, where Jesus said, but everyone that saith, now this is the Lord saying, this ain't Bishop Townsend saying this, because I'm telling you, when we refuse, again, he gives us free will. But if we don't choose to walk in that will that he's left for us, why do you think he said himself, not my will, but thy will be done? If we refuse to make that our anthem, I don't care if you're an apostle, if you're a bishop, if you're a pastor, if you're an elder,
yes.
I don't care who you are, unless you're willing to walk in that premise, then, beloved, you are treading on dangerous ground. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But it's a done deal already, Bishop Townsend. What did Jesus say? Not what Bishop Townsend said. Jesus said, not everyone shall enter into the kingdom. And we think that because we're hiding behind the name of Jesus, like he can't see what we're doing. He can't see that we have this hidden agenda, though we're speaking in tongues, we're jumping and shouting. He can't see that we have it out just to milk the people and to get over on the people and cry like, I love y'all so much. Y'all don't know how much I love you, how my heart be just burnt. You don't think he see through all that? Right now I'm in tears because, oh, God, people just don't. You don't think he see all that? You don't think he see all that dramatization? Many of you will say it to me in that day. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Listen at this, because everybody and their mama caught up in the prophetic today, and yet this has overtaken the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, every true bona fide prophet of Jesus Christ is signifying only to the things of Jesus Christ. They ain't talking about houses and cars. They're talking about preparing people for the coming. That's how he said, thou hast tried them and found them that call themselves apostles to be liars, because they have deviated from bringing people back to the truth of Jesus Christ. Watch this. Thou hast prophesied in my name, and in thy name we have cast out devils, and in thy name, watch this, done many wonderful works. How can you do that? Because gifts and callings are without repentance. Hmm? The same sexual organ that God gave a man to be able to use the bathroom, he could take that same sexual organ and brutally rape a person. He didn't take it away from him. The same sexual organ that he gave a woman to use the bathroom with, she can go out and prostitute herself to make money. He didn't take it away from her. Excuse the bird saying hello. He's saying hallelujah again. Thank you, bird. Somebody gonna testify to the truth. All right, let me get this phone call. Call, I got about 3 minutes. This is Moments of Inspiration. You on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, it's Bishop Townsend. I'm like that little birdie. Hallelujah to all of y'all.
Amen. Boy,
God is good. So I don't know where that bird's at with you or Minister Milton, but saying hallelujah, amen.
Yes, sir.
And I think people don't call in because this is like a learning ministry. But I want to tell everybody we need to pray for our country and stuff.
Yes.
We're going to be in some dark days.
Yes.
People need to store food and stuff. And like I tell everybody, I'm the God, guns, and gold man, the Bible, bullets, and beans man. But people, right, these people, pastors and stuff, we won't name none of them. But, yeah, you bless me and God will bless you. And that's not true. So.
Well, one thing about it is, I don't, listen, I do not shun people giving to their ministries. You're supposed to.
Right.
You're supposed to give to your ministry. You're supposed to support your local church. You should. The Lord, you know, I tell people like this. I don't restrict people to tithe because God would be telling a person to give more than 10%. So I don't restrict them to that. I'm not going to put a lock and chain on somebody because to me, Jesus Christ is more than the old law.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than the old law. But I will tell people that, yes, it is your responsibility to support your church and support it in love. And support it, amen, with diligence. Yes, you should. But all of these lies that you're being told, that's the reason why you're still giving and ain't nothing happened yet. Like I said, I've seen it on Facebook, and I've seen telling them folks for the last 15 years, for the last 15, 20 years, God gonna do it. He gonna make you millionaires. He gonna make you this and that. And listen here. Now watch this. I don't want God to make you a millionaire and don't make me one. And the Bible said that the husbandman must be the first partaker of the fruit, yet you don't never. So what they do is, psychologically speaking, they manipulate the people that said God's going to make us. Oh, it's all about psychology. It's all about psychology. But the truth of the matter is God's got a remnant that is going to stand for truth. And I've chosen to be in that remnant that stands for truth. Now, I'll be labeled a hater because I'm telling the truth. But the Pharisees called Jesus a hater, too.
Yes, sir.
You don't think when he whipped them folks up out the temple, they called him a hater?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he want money. He just mad because he ain't got no money. He's upset with them. No, he was bringing clarity and truth back to what serving God is truly about. I stand on that premise.
That was supposed to be a house of prayer, not a house of pain.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Jesus made it a house of pain temporarily to get them up out of there.
A den
of thieves, and God's not pleased with that. So we thank and praise God, Brother Cornelius. Thank you for calling. I see my time is up, man.
I want to say one more thing.
Yes,
have
sir.
A happy and blessed 4th, and everybody be careful, just like you were telling people.
Yes, sir.
And stuff. God bless you.
Thank you, my brother. All right. All right, y'all. We see our time is up. Ladies, you got anything you want to share before we go? We got about a minute left.
Father, we thank you. We praise you for this day. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we pray that the words that went forth today, that will bless somebody, Lord, that will resonate in their heart, in their mind throughout
yes.
this day, Lord God. That
Hallelujah.
That will trouble their spirit to want to do the right thing. God, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, if you are around, I would like to give you a VIP invitation to join us at 1400 College Drive tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free. No, we are not a denomination. And I say that exclusively. No, we are what Jesus was. Was he a denomination? No. Well, it's a man-made thing. Bishop, you know, man, okay, I'm following in Jesus' steps. I'm not following in men's steps as much as I can. Amen. It's my desire, amen, to be what Jesus said. That's why he said, go and make disciples. That's what I do. Amen. We're trying to disciple people and to bring them into the sheepfold. And even the sheep that are still out there that don't even know about Jesus Christ, that's what we're trying to do, bring them in. So on that note, God bless you. Facebook, God bless you. Amen. If I offended anybody that has a hidden agenda, repent. That's all I can tell you. Repent. And I'll pray for you that God will change your mind, because you heard what Jesus said. Not everybody that comes up to me and say, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. So on that note, I got to go. I love you in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana,